الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأمته وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. Last week we introduced the subject of shukr, of gratitude. And today we will conclude that subject. And a lot was said in the introductory bayan. There are many places in the Quran where we find this all-important principle of gratitude is emphasized. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala essentially divides people into two groups: those who are grateful, shakira, or those who are ungrateful, kafura. In fact, the very word kafir means ungrateful one. Kufr means ingratitude. And this division is intended to motivate us as Muslims to join the camp of those who are grateful. In one such verse, Sulaiman alayhi salam says, as related in the Quran, "Hada min fadli Rabbi liyabluwani ashkur am akfur." But the bounties I enjoy, and Sulaiman alayhi salam was that man who enjoyed the greatest bounties and the greatest good of this world. And in his example, we come to understand true gratitude. Namely, that of acknowledging the source of all bounty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is what Sulaiman alayhi salam teaches us, and then using that bounty as is intended by Allah and as a means to seek the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that essentially is the definition of gratitude in Islam. So Sulaiman alayhi salam teaches us that hadha min fadli Rabbi, that this bounty, the good I enjoy, this is all by the grace of my Lord, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to test me, liyabluwani, to test me whether I am grateful or akfur, I am ungrateful. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whomsoever displays true gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his gratitude is for his very own good self. It's to his advantage. It doesn't in any way advantage Allah to thank him. It is of value to you. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌ كَرِيمٌ. And whomsoever is ungrateful, then his ingratitude is a loss only to himself. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is غَنِي, he is independent, he is free of all needs. He does not need your worship, he does not need your gratitude. Rather, you need it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. He is bountiful. He is noble. So having a sense of gratitude is in fact a great blessing. One is the blessing of the bounty you enjoy. Allah has gifted you with something. That is no doubt a blessing. The second is the blessing of showing due gratitude for that blessing. And that is a separate blessing altogether. Using the blessing in a way that pleases Allah, that is a blessing altogether. We oftentimes ask for the first, but we very often neglect the second. Oh Allah, shower your blessings upon me and your favors. Oh Allah, give me. But we should take that a step further. Oh Allah, afford me the capacity to show true gratitude and the ability to use this gift as pleases you. So, we need to instill this sense of gratitude within ourselves. And in so doing, we don't just seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, which is preeminent, but also, as a consequence of this gratitude, we embody a sense of happiness within ourselves. We relieve ourselves as a consequence of this gratitude from the many pressures and anxieties of modern living. The greatest anxiety most people fear today is the threat of poverty. And this is not a poverty they may be experiencing, but a poverty that they perceive not having. So by simply being grateful for what you have, immediately this anxiety is dispelled. Now, although the blessings and the benefits of gratitude are many, today's bayan will highlight certain important ones that we should recognize and then use as a means of nurturing this attribute within ourselves. The first is that gratitude is knowing that whatever we have is in fact from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first step of gratitude, as I mentioned, is acknowledging the source. So gratitude helps us to focus our minds on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an act of ibadah. It is recognition of the divine. And it is something that has unfortunately become so difficult today on account of the distractions and also the attractions in our lives. So what gratitude in effect does is that it corrects our perceptions. We're not focused on the immediate bounty and blessing we're enjoying, but we're looking beyond that. And it corrects our perceptions by reminding us that everything that happens to us doesn't happen because of its own volition. It's not just chance. It's not good luck. مَا تَسْكُتْ مِنْ وَرَكَةٍ. There is not a leaf that falls except بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by Allah's decree. So what we enjoy by expressing gratitude for that bounty, we acknowledge that Allah is the source and this happens for a reason, by Allah's deliberate intent. And so the next step is that based on this realization, we don't take matters for granted. And this is one of the big problems today. We simply take everything for granted. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes takes away these favors and these bounties, simply because we take them for granted. And then to sensitize us to what we've really enjoyed all our lives, but which we've taken for granted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that مَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, that whatever of the blessings that you enjoy before you, know that these good things are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not just luck. It is not just pure coincidence. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Although this ayah was initially addressed to the Prophet of Allah, but it is addressed to all of us. That Allah found us impoverished. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriched us. As children, we had nothing. No more than a few years ago, we had nothing. And Allah has given us so much. And we don't just count it by the material benefits we enjoy, but also by the faculties we enjoy. Not just sight, but also our thoughts. Not just that, but the feelings we have. Not just that, but the faith, the iman, and even the very capacity to know that we should be grateful. So we need to constantly remind ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties by expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Alhamdulillah. All praise, all thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second value of gratitude in a Muslim's life is that it helps us in warding off the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, not recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings can definitely prevent us from gaining His pleasure. We know that if Allah were to punish us for our negligence, then He would be justified. In fact, there's a verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ يَأَخِذَ اللَّهُ النَّاسِ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ذَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to take us to task for every single thing we did and give us what we deserve, then He would not leave a single creature on the face of the earth without destroying it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us reprieve. He grants us respite. He defers this reckoning and this punishment to appointed term. He affords us the opportunity of reforming, of turning in repentance. But when that term comes, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever seeing of His slaves. There's another verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ما يفعل الله بعذابه وما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no doubt takes us or can take us to task. And if He were to do so, then His punishment no doubt would be severe and justified. But at the same time, Allah provides us a way to escape that punishment. And the easiest way to escape the punishment and the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is simply by being thankful. So even before reforming, even before repenting, even before turning away from one's wrongdoing, which justifies a severe retribution, by simply being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can avert that inevitability. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not execute His punishment when you show gratitude. وَآمَنْتُمْ. And when you have believed in Him. You notice gratitude even precedes iman. Because ultimately iman, faith, is a state of cognizance, of awareness of the divine, as a consequence of the bounties that you see around you that you enjoy. That is iman. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all appreciative of good and all knowing. And the best good is really gratitude. So gratitude is therefore not an option. It's not something we do in our free time. Alhamdulillah, thanking Allah when we have a moment to spare. Rather, it is something that we have to do, and we should clean the clutter of our hearts, all these distractions, and look beyond what is apparent. And all those things that obstruct our spiritual view, that prevent us from recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to remove, at least recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity, we need to remove this clutter. And we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He's provided for us. But the other thing about gratitude is that it helps us to slow down. We're really going too fast. There's a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that towards the end times, time will become shorter. Time will pass by very quickly. Part of the interpretation of that hadith is that we simply are moving too fast. You know, speed and time are inversely proportional. We can talk about that a little later. So what we need to do is slow down and enjoy what we have, rather than always waiting for the next wish to come through. And that's really what we spend our lives doing, waiting for the next wish to come through. So shukr, gratitude, can actually help us recognize that we already have enough. And what many people have been waiting for a long time and yearning for, that's what we actually already possess. In fact, what we enjoy today were our wishes of yesterday. If we think back far enough, we'll remember that we made the dua for what we're actually enjoying today. So we must therefore tame our nafs, this ungrateful ego, to understand that if we can't find happiness in the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon us today, then we won't be happy with what we get tomorrow. And that's the simple principle in life. In one of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that لو كان لابن آدم واديا من ذهب, that if the children of Adam were to have a whole valley full of gold, لأحب أن يكون له واديان, he'd love to have a second. In other words, if we don't tame our nafs, our ego, there is nothing that will satiate its voracious greed. There will be nothing that will ever make us happy. There's a beautiful saying, Al-qana'atu miftahu ar-raha, that gratitude is, and contentment is, the key to all happiness, to all comfort, to all enjoyment. So you see, shukr is a sense of fulfillment that comes from wanting, at least not from wanting more, but rather a sense of knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already blessed us with everything that we need. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will never burden us with any burden greater than we can bear. So what we have is enough to meet the spiritual, moral, other legal, shari'i obligations that are imposed upon us at this particular point in our lives. So, let us use this principle of shukr, of gratitude, to learn to enjoy what we have rather than fretting over what we don't. That there's another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that goes something to the effect that unduru ila man huwa asfala minkum, that always look at those who have less, wa la tanduru ila man huwa fawqakum, and never look at those who have more. Because if you do so, ajdaru alla takun alla tazdaru ni'matullah alaykum, aw kama qala, I can't remember the hadith exactly, because ajdaru alla tazdaru ni'matullah. Nevertheless, Rasulullah says that if you do so, then it is most likely that you would not show due gratitude to the bounties of Allah that you already enjoy. So that's another thing. Shukr helps us to slow down and enjoy what we have. The other virtue of shukr is that it should be sought by exercising patience. Later we'll do sabr, because shukr and sabr are symbiotic. One exists in tandem with the other. And this patience is exercised against unlawful desires. And this shukr and this sabr as well prevents us from the harmful consequences that affect us later. So patience in resisting desires, sabr, is part of shukr, is part of gratitude. And patience in resisting desires is also easier than patience in dealing with the consequences that result from going along with our desires. If we were to satisfy our every desire, can you imagine the calamities that would befall us? Would you be able to bear those calamities? So exercising patience is easier to bear than the patience you would have to exercise if that desire were to be fulfilled. Think of that beautiful woman you always desired. And if you were to be given that woman and pursue that illicit relationship, you'd have lost everything: your wife, your children, your wealth, your honor, your integrity. Would you be able to bear that loss? So this satisfying of desires uncritically and without any moral limit set on it leads to pain and punishment, or at least it prevents a person from a more complete pleasure. The more complete pleasure, like I said, is contentment with what you have and enjoying what you have. Or the more complete pleasure in the hereafter. Or it deprives one of a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would afford you as a consequence of your sabr. So satisfying your immediate desire or your want would become the greatest obstacle in receiving the greater blessing that Allah intends for those who are patient, who restrain the ego in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the other harm of not exercising patience is that it cuts off a person from the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks, at least the blessings of the hereafter, of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how those yurid hartha dunya nu'tihi minha, who desire all the good of this world and their desire is to be satisfied in this world, we will give them a little of it. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. But as a consequence of this obsession with satiation of desires in this world, there will be no portion for such a person in the hereafter. So you will be cut off. And also what happens is that it has a negative impact on the person's akhlaq, on his character. And this remains. And this diminishes us. Because no one likes the greedy person and no one likes the ungrateful person. So no matter which way you look at it, gratitude also implies patience, and in the absence of patience, we expose ourselves to nothing but danger and harm. The other good thing about shukr, about gratitude, is that it trains our minds to focus on the right things in life. Now, it's akin to walking in a room, and many of us will attest to this, filled with various colored objects. And then we only focus on items of a specific color. And if we do so, then our minds will be able to easily mask the other colors, because we're focusing on items of a specific color. We're only looking for the red objects. And as a consequence, all the beauty of the colors and the variety and the kaleidoscope, you know, of the shades around us we simply become blind to. So our life is exactly the same. It's no different. When we let our minds look for problems and look for needs and look for wants, then we see plenty of them. This need and that want and this problem and that inadequacy and that failing. Instead, if we rather look away from the problems, look away from the needs, the desires, and we focus on what we really have, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented to us of the variety of blessings and bounties, and also the possibilities and the opportunities that are afforded to us, then we'll get those things. No more than if a person walks in the room and stops focusing on red objects and looks at the variety of the colors of the objects around him, he sees so much more. It's all perspective. It's really all within our minds. So ingratitude is a state of mind. And if we refocus and reorient, ingratitude is dispelled. It's as simple as that. So we should therefore use this very important principle of shukr, of gratitude, to motivate ourselves to find and to appreciate the variety of opportunities and blessings and bounties that are staring us in the face, and not focus on the negatives, on what we don't have or what we perceive is a need. So this is another great blessing of shukr, of gratitude. Our ulama also explained that gratitude prevents a person, at least helps a person to recognize the favors of others as well. You see, one is recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties and favors upon us. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his hadith made it quite clear that expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by thanking Him also involves us thanking people. Because people are the means through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs that favor to us. They are the conduits. As we mentioned last week in the conclusion of our khutbah, of our bayan at least, that the gift of life has been afforded to you through your mothers. And as a consequence, gratitude shown to your mother is no doubt gratitude shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has chosen her in His wisdom as the conduit through which you are afforded life. Rasulullah mentioned in one hadith that man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah, that those who show no gratitude to humanity, to people, really in effect show no gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because ultimately Allah has used them as the means in His wisdom to confer the blessing to you. Show gratitude to them. There's another hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever does you a favor, then reciprocate. If someone does good to you, you're obliged to reciprocate. Allah has done good to you, you reciprocate by expressing thanks and by doing what pleases Allah. In the same way, people do good to you, express thanks and do what pleases them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you can't find anything whereby you can reciprocate, then show true gratitude through your expression. Make dua for such a person. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sunna ilayhi al-ma'ruf," that whomsoever has some good done to him and he finds nothing whereby he can reciprocate, فَقَالَ لِفَاعِلِهِ, and then he says to the person who has done good to him, جَزَاكَ khaira, may Allah reward you abundantly in the hereafter and in this world, فَقَدْ أَبْلَغَ فِي الثَّنَى, then such a person, no doubt, has done adequate to thank him. So at least make dua for the people who have done good to you. So let's ensure that we do our part to sincerely thank first and foremost our families. How many of us have actually thanked our wives this morning? How much don't they do for us? How many of us have expressed their thanks? A box of chocolates or a bunch of flowers. Our friends, our colleagues at work, those who have done good to us. The imam who comes here every Friday and lays out the mats. How many of us really say thank you? We don't. We take it for granted. Until it's taken away from us, then we appreciate it, but unfortunately, then it's simply too late. And this was the lesson that Adam alayhi salam was to learn when he was expelled from Jannah. He took the love and affinity, the proximity enjoyed with Allah and His good favor for granted. He did not measure it as it should be measured. And as a consequence, Allah removed him from Jannah. And he understood then. And as a consequence, he becomes even exceedingly more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's reunited with Allah. Let that not be our lesson. Let us not be separated from the bounty. It's very painful. As Adam alayhi salam learned. But that is a lesson that we go through every single day of our lives. The other thing about gratitude, it's also not about ignoring your problems. I'm not in any way suggesting you become like an ostrich and stick your head into the ground and pretend, well, there are no problems out there and just be happy. No. Gratitude helps us to be patient, like we mentioned, sabr and shukr, because it allows us to accept the trials of life. We know that everything happens for a reason, and there is a wisdom. And accordingly, it trains us to seek fulfillment with less. So we're thankful for the little we have, and it optimizes. You know, any person who works for a large multinational, I'll tell you, they're always looking for optimizing, doing more with less. And this is something we taught right from the very beginning. So even through the trial, we learn to fulfill our needs with less. So shukr makes us low maintenance, in other words. We become low maintenance in our demands and our expectations. And we tend to fall flat on our faces, particularly with respect to our wives in this regard. We are high maintenance and we have unrealistic expectations of our wives. And this is because we're not grateful. So this trait of shukr reduces our burden on those around us. If we are a burden and a pain to those around us, and ask the people around you, am I really difficult? And if you get a smile, know that you are. So by expressing shukr, by being thankful, you reduce your burden on those around you. And then you make your company more pleasing to people around you. Isn't that the purpose of life? To make people happy? To be pleasing and pleasant? Instead, the alternative is everyone will be unhappy. We'll be more demanding. We'll be impossible to please. Am I describing someone in the room? We'll be impossible to please because of our unending perceived needs and our requirements. And this comes from a lack of shukr, of gratitude. So we are really our greatest enemies and our greatest calamity in life. There's quite a few more things that need to be said about shukr. Inshallah, we'll stop here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us better understanding and tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين